This recording, Malawi 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and watched her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fresh jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an sanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Hudson, kept calling, "Comma, comma again," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were no fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Born in a Yao tradition, it's like a Yao tribe. By now, I'm a Christian. But my parents continue to stay in the Yao tribe. They believe Allah. It's better to follow Jesus because I compare Allah and Jesus. Me, I was born in Mangochi. It's central. It's a Lulu, not urban, but Lulu. Sometimes more people there, they don't like to learn like school, but always fishing. They like fishing. There is more boats there. It's close to Lake Malawi. There you can find a nice fish, we call it jambo. Jambo, it's a good fish. We fry it. Yeah, we take onion first. We put oil, cooking oil in a pan. Then we cut onion into pieces. When the oil is hot, we put there. Then we cut tomato. Yeah, then we put there again. Then we take the that fish jambo when it is dry. Yeah, you put on the sun to dry. So when it is dry, you take a little salt and then you throw there. Mchichewo kwetu chikonda moyo. In English, it's heart lover. Heart lover. Yeah, we bake like we take flour and banana. Yeah, we cut it into small pieces. Yeah, and we break it. Then we mix with flour. We bake it. We take like a charcoal, so heat must go on top and underneath. I desire in my heart to be a driver, like a truck driver or electrician. You know, Malawi is a small country, but there is no more companies. So many people are suffering. There's a problem of money, problem of job. That's why we are here. As I said already, that there is more Malawians here. So we phone each other. Yeah, where are you? I'm here at Cape Town. Which side? I know Capricorn. If something happened, I can go there or I can call them to help me. The life in Capricorn is not so good. We stay because we know that there is no way. We can't say anything. We can't go anywhere. But sometimes the colored people always steal us. They love us too much. Phones, money, clothes, even shoes. You see, when you deny to give them, maybe they can disturb you with a knife. And me, like now, I know the ones who has got guns there in Capricorn. So I was scared of them. When I met with them, maybe it's Friday or Saturday, I've got 10 land. My bro, I have 10 land, you can buy something, you see. In order to protect myself. If I can find another job, like maybe Monday to Friday, maybe I can leave. Like in my house now, where I was sleeping, I pay 900, you see, plus power 200 is 1.1. So 200, you see, times 4, it's not enough. You see, but I work because I know that something, to have something is better than none. Anyhow, when I can say ajimwiche uli, in English, it's like good morning. If you want to answer like I'm fine, tulicheneme. Yeah, tulicheneme kwali wao. I'm fine and you. That's yao. Chichewa, I can say mwazuka branch. It's same like good morning. Yeah, if you want to answer, ndazuka bwino kainu. I'm fine and you.